season, with three playoff spots still up for grabs. The Ravens, Titans, Chargers, and Bills vying for the two wildcard spots in the AFC, while the Falcons and Seahawks look to secure the final playoff spot in the NFC. No surprise that Julio Jones is expected to play Sunday against the Panthers. Despite nagging ankle and thumb injuries, Julio says he's, quote, good to go. The Falcons make the playoffs with a win over the Panthers or a Seahawks loss to the Cardinals. Chargers running back Melvin Gordon was limited in practice Thursday. The told reporters he'll be ready on Sunday against the Raiders. And the New York Giants named Dave Gettleman their new general manager Thursday. The former Carolina Panthers GM returns to the Giants organization where he spent 15 years as a personnel executive. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Get organized inside and out at the Store More, Save More event going on right now at the Home Depot. Declutter in a big way with the Home Depot's HDX 4-tier shelf. It's a special buy at just $19.88. It's easily assembled with no tools required, and it can handle up to 600 pounds of your stuff. Storage needs come in all shapes and sizes. So do storage solutions at the Store More, Save More event. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th. Available in store and online while supplies last.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Welcome in, welcome back, welcome to hour number two of the Todd Brommelkamp Show here on all three KGYM frequencies with you for the final time in 2017 until 7 o'clock tonight, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM. We're even online at KGYMradio.com. The 5 o'clock hour is drive time, driven by Linder Tire. Make sure you check out LinderTire.com for some great online savings and specials. And especially with the winter weather out there right now, if you don't have those tires winterized, LinderTire.com may be the place that you need to check out as far as getting some winter tires on your vehicles. Linder Tire bringing you the drive time hour of 5 o'clock here on a Friday. Lots going on. Swing on over to KGYMradio.com. Vote in our poll question. We're asking you who you think will win the Liberty Bowl tomorrow between Iowa State and Memphis. Emil's Hideaway recently voted the best happy hour in Cedar Rapids, if I read that correctly. Emil's Hideaway is on 1st Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot, the sponsor for the KGYM poll question. Lots more to get to. Love It or Leave It is on the way coming up at the bottom of the hour. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com sitting in for Alex Kuhn along with me today. And let's talk some hoops. Iowa State is in action tonight, and they've got their Big 12 opener against Kansas State. But the Hawkeyes winding up the non-conference portion of their schedule. They've got Northern Illinois. The Huskies making the same trip that I did yesterday, today, probably over on Interstate 88, the toll road up through Dixon and onto 80 and into Iowa City. Northern Illinois taking on the Hawkeyes at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight. 7 o'clock tip-off here now to break it all down, and then some with us is our good friend Mac McCausland. And Mac, I know you didn't make the trip to the Pinstripe Bowl, but I bet you watched it on TV and were happy with the results.
I'll tell you, you know, if there's ever a stamp of a Kirk Ferentz game, that may be it. You know, first half, you kind of stay close, you're down. But you're not playing very well. And I'm not a football guy, but people tell me they made adjustments, and especially in the line and spacing and really starting to put the ball on the ground. And they come back the second half. They win. It gets down to, you know, 6-7 minutes to go. They're up. They grind it out as far as they can. And then they come up with a defensive stop, you know, in the last 20 seconds. I mean, that is football for the last 20 years.
Well, Mac, there's no real way to polish this game tonight. Northern Illinois is 7-5. They're not a very good Mac basketball team, but it's going to give Iowa one last chance to tune some things up before Big Ten play begins in earnest with the 0-2 record. Connor McCaffrey with the The tonsillectomy on Wednesday, most likely going to be shelved now. Is there any doubt in your mind that he is not going to play the rest of this year and that they're going to go ahead and wind up redshirting them, that the decision was ultimately made for them with this latest development?
That's what I think. I mean, I've not talked to Coach or Connor, but I do know 2 or 3 weeks ago when he was starting to think about playing, he did have tonsillitis back then. He had a temperature above 100, and he had mono, and he was still playing. So, I mean, you can't fault the kid at all for trying to do what he's done. And I think if you watch the game up in South Dakota when he came in after J-Bo got a couple quick fouls, I mean, he was gassed after about 3 minutes. I mean, he just couldn't go. And he played very well for those 3 minutes. And then he came back in a little later, had a couple turnovers, one just off his knee, which just tells you he's mentally and physically just not able to go. But I think we've seen enough of him to really know he can be an awfully good point guard with the type of bigs, because he's a great post passer. I mean, when you look at high school and you see him get the ball to inside people time after time, and now he's throwing the bigger targets, I think, you know, and shut him down. And unfortunately now, Todd, what happens, and it's already happened, you know, J-Bo hasn't had maybe the season people thought he would, or he's had up and down games. Well, I just want to remind everybody, there was a guy named Peter Jock last year that drew the number one perimeter defender. I mean, every game. Now the number one perimeter defender will go after Bohannon. And that's a huge difference. And not only that, last year a lot of teams maybe just had 6, 8, 10 tapes on Bohannon before they played him early in the Big Ten. And now everybody's got 35 or 40 tapes. So J-Bo's going to maybe have to adjust his game a little bit in terms of pass it quicker, get it up, and maybe get the ball back rather than bringing the ball up. As we've seen, he's had some difficulty down in the Caymans and even again just the last couple, 3 games.
Hey, Mac, Rob Howe here. Fran is a man-to-man guy, as we know, and does not like to play zone defense, but I think he's kind of given in and realized that he's going to probably have to do that with this team. It seems to me that they're getting better at it. Do you see that? And is it a defense that they may need to lean on more now going forward with you know, a depleted backcourt?
Absolutely agree with the observation. I think the thing that will make them still pretty good at defense is how long they are. I mean, yeah, you can put Bohannon on what I'll call the weak side front, which would be on the left as you face the basket, because most players are right-handed, so they'll tend to move it to the right side. You can put Daly over there. You can put Moss over there that have great length. And if you're going to go to a 3-2, you put Daly at the front of it. I mean, that's a long zone because you know what's behind there are 4 or 5 bigs that can block shots, that can jump, and that can at least bother your vision. So I think going zone, and if you have an aggressive zone, and again, I would agree with you, coach hasn't used it much, and you know, you may want to now take a look at Syracuse, how long they are, and how they really try and corner the ball along the sideline. If Iowa can do that, they're going to cause people problems just with their length. They're not a great man-to-man team anyway, but there's no question you like to play man-to-man because you like to be on the ball and you like to really be able to deflect or defend right away one pass away.
Mac McCausland here with us at 5:12 on a Friday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, our final one of the 2017 new year. What's the rest of the Big Ten look like as we get ready to jump back into conference play, Mac?
Well, I don't think there's any doubt. Michigan State leads the way and looks like one of the really strong teams in the country. And then maybe Purdue is number 2, I still think, with talent Their wings are pretty exceptional. They were really good in the World Games. And then after that, I mean, you may have to try and figure out. Iowa played Penn State. Penn State looked pretty good. I mean, Iowa didn't look particularly good. But all of a sudden, they lose to Rider. You look at Northwestern and Minnesota. They've had games that you might consider upsets. And once again, I think we talked about it, Todd, earlier. Those teams last year were the hunter. Northwestern never been to the tournament. Richard Pitino is just getting his young kids ready and together. And both those teams came through. Now, everybody, again, has more tape on them. They've got a little more respect for them. So those teams haven't done quite as well. Then you look at, like, Iowa, Wisconsin, where you thought, you know, Wisconsin never finishes below fourth for, like, a century. But they certainly are not playing extremely well. And Iowa, they've certainly been up and down. Although the last two games, I have been pleased with watching, well, maybe 20 to 25 minutes where their tempo was a lot like last year. You know, maybe they'd give up a couple baskets, but boy, they could score quickly. They felt good about it. Rob, I think the view you have down there on the floor many times with the camera, you get to see and even hear how they're communicating and what they're doing, and I think they're just much better at that now.
Switch to the Panthers, Mac, and tough loss last night at home. They can't afford to do that too often, if at all. You know, in the conference, it's probably a one-bid league. They seem to be going, and not surprisingly, they go as Bennett Cook goes. Is that okay, and what can they do to maybe spread that out a little bit where they're not so dependent on him having a good game?
And I think the observation's absolutely right. Again, Cook, this is the third of the three brothers, and I think he is panning out for you and I to maybe be the best of the three on the team that he's on. They still need to find, you know, they made a great opportunity over the last 4 or 5 years with terrific three-point shooters like Ali, Brooke Manesh, and then Bo Hammond's there. And then they did have guards, point guards, that could shoot up pretty well. And now they really don't have the guards and the speed that they've had in the past. So it's either going to be a learning process, or they're really going to have to become a good shooting team. Because once again, you can take Cook out of it, or at least make it difficult for him, because he's primarily going to be somebody that's 10 feet away from the basket most of the game. He's going to be physical, but you can block him out and make it tough for him to score. And you're right. You can't lose, I don't think, any more than one at home. Southern Illinois is going to be good. Coach Henson's got a good team. And then we look at Paul Lusk at Missouri State. Pretty much everybody preseason thinks he's got the best talent. Now you just got to wait and see. And there's no question it's a one-bid league without Creighton and Wichita in there.
Mac, since we're talking about you and I, we'll close with this. I want your initial thoughts on Taiwan Pickford, because it sure looks like Ben Jacobson got a good one there.
Yes. I mean, that's, again, when you see him play and what he did this month, you go, why didn't somebody else pick him up? You know, and it's just back to the observations that staff makes and how they feel they can fit him in, and in his case, how they're going to fit him in and showcase him. And when you've got, like, A.G. Green coming in, who is arguably one of the best 2-3-point guards in the state, you know, you can have a pretty good backcourt for quite a while. Now you just go get a few of the supplements and put them together. But he is a pretty special player when he can put up double-doubles in rebounds and scoring.
Mac, we appreciate it. We know that you're on your way to Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight for the game and pulled over to talk to us safely, so we appreciate that as well, and we'll touch base with you in the new year. Happy New Year, and celebrate responsibly. I know you will.
Yep, and to all our fans, we appreciate them listening and obviously supporting all the Iowa schools, but obviously Iowa City here in the eastern part of the state. It's been interesting football season, and we hope basketball will be that interesting or even a little bit more.
Mac McCausland, the one and only. We'll be touching base with him in 2018 and beyond. We appreciate the time tonight. Again, the Hawkeyes taking on Northern Illinois. 7 o'clock tip-off. That game is not on TV. It is being streamed on the BTN Plus service, so you will not be able to watch it over the air tonight unless you pay for the BTN streaming service. Probably would have worked to get some more butts in the seats at Carver Hawkeye Arena had the weather not been what it is. Checking a look at the Hertine and Stocker text line, we've got Green Bay Dustin, a friend of the program, on the text line who is delivering pizzas. He's been working since 9:30. Says the roads are mostly snow covered, but it's not a problem if you just drive slow and give lots of space.
He's been delivering pizza since 9:30. Who's ordering pizza at 9:30?
We just got back from the pizza capital of the, well, I don't say the world.
No, but because Papa John's, you mean? The Papa John's affiliation to the Pinstripe?
Yeah, that was, I felt bad for that. You go to New York City and world-class pizzerias, and you've got a chain that's a corporate partner, and they had a couple of, imagine that, the Yankees had some corporate partners that they were trying to give some love to. But we just got back from the pizza capital of the world. That's 24-hour pizza in New York City. You went to the 99-cent. I think listeners in Eastern Iowa would like to know your review of the 99-cent slice. There is no 99-cent anything in New York City. I don't think the dollar menu at McDonald's is probably the dollar menu there. So what was a 99-cent slice of pizza in New York City like?
I will say that it was far from the best pizza I've ever had
crust.
In New York City.
You get a lot of dough for your money.
But the crust was good, and I would certainly take it over Papa John's any day of the week. And it only cost me $2 for two slices.
5:20, we will step aside to take a quick break. Love It or Leave It is coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk with Pinstripe Bowl Most Valuable Player Akram Wadley at 6 o'clock tonight. And then get you ready for a big weekend of bowl games as we step aside for a three-day weekend, another three-day weekend. We will reconvene with you here locally for a new year and new programming beginning on Tuesday. I shouldn't say new programming. It makes it sound like we're going to change our lineup. Nothing is changing here locally, but ESPN is rolling out some new changes with the new year. 5:21, it is 17-7 Northwestern on top of Kentucky. They are about to go to the half, just 7 seconds remaining in the second quarter. That is the Music City Bowl. Other bowl games left to be played tonight. We've got Ohio State and the Cotton Bowl Classic, as Ohio State takes on USC. So more Big Ten action. And as we go to break here, Rob, I think you could agree with me. I know Mark Morehouse made this point on Twitter earlier today. The Big Ten used to have bowl games on top of bowl games on top of bowl games, and this new setup has allowed them to space out the bowl games a little bit more so that you can actually enjoy seeing all of the Big Ten teams play, which is kind of nice, as opposed to in previous years where there'd be two, maybe even three games going on.
Yeah, I was trying to watch the Michigan State game last night, but it was just not a very good game. Michigan State looked well.
Imagine that, an ugly game involving
an
Michigan
ugly
State.
Game. So then I watched the what was the other game that was on last night? I was so out of it from a lack of sleep that I barely remember.
Yeah, you're asking
what I was
somebody
watching.
Who walked in the door last night. And we got off at 6:30 here, and I got home at about 6:45, and I just wanted to I didn't even unpack my suitcase. It sat in the living room, and I got to it this morning when I woke up. I went to take a shower this morning, and I realized that my shaving kit and everything was still in my suitcase downstairs. So,
yeah,
that's where I was mentally when we got home.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you look at and you drive somewhere and you don't remember how you got there. You just appear and you're like, man, I hope I was paying attention. I was kind of in that fog all day, and some of it is still hanging with me through this day.
We are going to get to Love It or Leave It coming up in just a bit. Stepping aside, taking a quick break. You can reach out to us on the Hertine and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. Back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show on KGYM after this.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. First of all, we'd like to thank everyone in our customer family for a fantastic year and wish everyone the very happiest of holidays. Right now through January 2nd, we will be making some exceptional deals on all of our new Toyotas. With the amazing finance and lease rates that are available, it's really worth taking advantage of. Don't miss out. For those of you who want a new vehicle experience but are in the market for a used vehicle, you'll want to check out our certified used Toyotas that have low finance rates, extra warranty coverage, and come with Toyota of Iowa City's exclusive continued care on our used vehicles, which includes 2 free years of oil changes and tire rotations with no mileage limitation. If you'd like to do business with the dealer that's been voted best of the area every year for the last 8 years, come on in and let's make it easy for you at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1, right off 218 in Iowa City.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
I was born a Cyclone fan, and I've spent so much time at games, I consider Ames my second home. I'm Lisa Nolan, and I'm right there rooting with you on the field or the court. We Cyclone fans have to stick together around here. So when you have a house to sell, go to LisaNolanRealtor.com. I'll take good care of you. Checking in, giving you reports about the status of your house, and actual website reports showing the level of interest in your home. I'm Lisa Nolan, a RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts Realtor and a big Iowa State fan.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
525, welcome back in. They have hit the locker rooms in the Music City Bowl. 17-7, Northwestern on top of Kentucky. The major story there, Clayton Thorson, the Northwestern quarterback, looked like he suffered a pretty serious knee injury. Haven't seen an update on him health-wise, but there have also been a couple ejections in that game for targeting, including one where when you look at the replay, it looks about as textbook of a tackle as you can possibly get with the right between the numbers. But that's a Pac-12 officiating crew working that game. And as many of you that are college football fans know, the Pac-12 officiating has taken its lumps over the years. They got to get the targeting thing figured out. Right, Rob? I think you and I can agree on that, that we've seen some instances over the last couple years where the idea of the rule is, I think the spirit of the rule is solid, but the referees carrying out the enforcement of the rule could probably use either a little bit more training or better judgment.
Yeah, I'm torn on this one because I want to err completely on the side of player safety, and I think that's the idea behind this rule. I think that's obvious. I think they call it a little bit too closely, but I also have some sympathy for the referees in terms of it's a hard penalty to call. It's a difficult penalty to call. You have two guys that are often in motion colliding, and you're trying to determine whether or not it's a hit with the crown of the helmet or, you know, how the tackle's being made. It's just really, really hard to differentiate between in a lot of cases, not always. Some of them are obvious, but some of them aren't, and that's a tough thing to call.
I was going to bring this up. I didn't want to sound like the old man yelling at a cloud earlier, but 95-25 on the text line brings up the issue that we mentioned. The Iowa-Northern Illinois game is not on TV tonight. It's streaming on the BTN. The text, it's almost 2018. How is the Iowa game seriously not on TV tonight? I thought that was when the Big Ten Network came into existence, I thought that was going to be solving all the world's problems as far as being able to put these games on TV.
No, the Big Ten Network is taking advantage, is what they're doing, and they're doing the same thing with the Midlands. The Midlands this weekend are on Big Ten Plus. So if you're a Big Ten wrestling fan, boom, you got to pay that $10.
I remember the line when the Big Ten came into Excel. This is going to be a great thing. And look, they have great programming. I love the Big Ten Network. Loved them a lot more when they would work with us and put people on this program. For some reason, we can't get Big Ten Network people anymore, and that's without saying negative things about them. So if they're not going to come on the show, I'm going to go ahead and go General Sherman on them, I guess. But
what's their reasoning for not coming on the show?
Well, no, we never hear from them. We used to get Big Ten Network people all the time. Tyler Chumland, our former producer, he must have been paying guys on the side or something. We had Pizzo and Revson and all those guys back in the day.
Now nothing.
We got Jess Settles. Let's rip them. Jess Settles is the last time.
Okay.
I don't rip people just to rip them, but for God's sakes, you're an ESPN affiliate in Iowa City. Maybe it's the Fox thing. Maybe it's the Fox ESPN they don't want to do anything with. We're about as far removed from ESPN as you could possibly be, as the 99-cent pizza place was removed from John's on 12th. That's us to ESPN. I mean, I couldn't be further. The talent that they've got, and then they employ me to sit here, we're worlds apart.
And the Big Ten Network doesn't need people as much as they did early on when they first were, you know, hit the airwaves, when they were sponsored by Rotel, I think, and strictly Rotel. Now they have other sponsors. They don't need Eastern Iowa, right?
It was big when Barbasol came on board.
Yes.
They had two sponsors. They could actually use the word sponsors, plural. Speaking of sponsors, let's send it over to Kyle. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update brought to you by Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa women beat Wisconsin last night 56-46 in their Big Ten opener. Megan Gustafson led the way, registering yet another 21-point, 16-rebound double-double for her 13th of the season. Chase Coley and Lexi Civilian also reached double figures to beat the Badgers for an 18th time in a row. And Iowa now moves to 13-1, the program's best start since the 04-05 season. They've got a big matchup on New Year's Eve hosting 21st-ranked Michigan. The Iowa State women also won their Big 12 opener yesterday, 71-69 in overtime against Kansas. Bridget Carlton led with a game-high 30 points as well as 9 rebounds and quite literally carried the Cyclones to victory, scoring all 7 of their overtime points. They host Oklahoma on New Year's Eve. The UNI men were tripped up in their conference opener, falling 56-53 to the Salukis of Southern Illinois. Tywan Pickford had 13 points, but the Panthers collectively shot just 38% from the floor in the low-scoring affair. They're going to be at Bradley on New Year's Eve. The Hawkeye men have one more game before their Big Ten season begins, and that's going to be at home tonight against Northern Illinois. Connor McCaffrey will be unavailable after having his tonsils removed earlier this week. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. Also at 7 o'clock, right after our show wraps up, we've got the Iowa State men trying to move their winning streak into double digits as they open Big 12 play hosting Kansas State. That'll be on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. We've also got the Cotton Bowl featuring USC and Ohio State on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Mentioned this earlier, but the Hawkeyes putting 10 wrestlers into the quarterfinals at the Midlands Championships in the Chicago suburbs this weekend. That includes defending champs Brandon Sorensen and Michael Kemmerer. So Hawkeyes looking for another strong showing at this year's Midlands, again being held at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates, where the temporary home of the Northwestern Wildcats is as well. Shryan undergoes a pretty serious overhaul, an arena that definitely needed one. By the way, as Rob mentioned, the BTN is trying to fleece you for money to watch that. You can follow the results online at trackwrestling.com without paying a dime. Or follow KJ Pilcher, I think, is there. You can follow KJ on Twitter. He was tweeting up a storm about Midland's results. 5:32, Love It or Leave It is on the way. Coming up inside the big hour tonight, the 6 o'clock hour, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Rob and I are going to catch up with Akram Wadley, fresh off his MVP performance at the, I almost said the Music City Bowl. I've still got Music City Bowl fever. Iowa actually played in the Pinstripe Bowl earlier this week. That was the bowl game that the Hawkeyes played in, and Akram Wadley got the Most Valuable Player award for. I'm a little discombobulated today. We'll tell you why coming up on Love It or Leave It. It is right around the corner, 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. The Todd Bromwell Camp Show continues after this.
This break on the gym is brought to you by McDonald Optical. Over 60 years of helping you see your world more clearly in downtown Iowa City and at the Iowa City Marketplace.
When you're looking for a new pair of glasses, it's nice to have a pair of locations to choose from. That's why McDonald Optical has two Iowa City locations. Stop and see McDonald Optical in their brand new space next to Panera, inside the Iowa City Marketplace on the east side of town. Or come to their tried and true store on South Clinton Street downtown. Schedule an eye exam with one of their excellent doctors. And find your next pair of glasses at one of McDonald Optical's pair of Iowa City stores. McDonald Optical. Eyewear as individual as you.
There's not much time for drivers to disconnect, even during the off-season. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The off-season means a time to hit the reset button for most teams in the NASCAR garages, while drivers are able to get away and enjoy some time away from the racetrack. Richard Childress Racing's Ryan Newman plans to spend a lot of time enjoying the outdoors before the 2018 season kicks off, but he says that he'll never really be able to disconnect from his race team.
Enjoy family time, do a little hunting, do a little snowmobiling, and just vacation at home. I don't think there is much of a disconnect. I think there's the off-season is lack of racing, but there's still a lot that goes on.
Newman finished 16th in the championship standings this year with his Richard Childress Racing team. For more, visit MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid AIR is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid AIR has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The AIR offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
The holiday season is here. Time for laughter and time for cheer. This year, enjoy spending time celebrating with family and friends. Just remember, buzz driving is drunk driving. If you're going to drink, plan another way home before the celebration begins and encourage your friends and family to do the same. Even one too many drinks increases the risk of a crash while driving. Be responsible and have a happy holidays. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
And that was a satisfying break, 5:37. Welcome back in. The Todd Brommelkamp Show continuing on until 7 o'clock tonight. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com sitting in with me. How many of you got an Alexa for Christmas? You know what I'm talking about? One of those Amazon, I don't know, is that Alexa, right? That's the Amazon one? Anyway, it was on in the conference room. Somebody had left the thing on and it was playing music. Our station across the hall, Rob FM, and everybody's always wanting to turn off lights and everything in the building to save money and save electricity, and so it was rather satisfying. I was able to go into the room and yield some power by ordering the thing to turn itself off, and it shut off, and I thought, good God, maybe I need one of these things. And it just, that's empowering to have that control over something.
You know what I was always interested in getting?
Hey, turn off. Those, and it, boom, it
those
did.
Those little robotic things that sweep your, you know, the robotic cleaner.
Roomba.
Do they work?
I don't know. I've seen them at Costco. They're very expensive. Now, I don't know whether this
like
works
how expensive
or not, a couple $100.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought they were like
expensive
30,
enough that if you went out and bought a Dyson and vacuumed yourself, you'd be probably.
You don't know me very well.
Well, yeah, you know, you're right. If the Alexa thing is playing this station and I say Alexa off, the way that I did to the thing, doesn't it? Would shut everybody's off, wouldn't it?
You would think.
I got to be
crazy
careful
chain
about
reaction.
I got to be careful about that. This is what we need to look. This is what we have to look forward to in 2018. Akram Wadley, the MVP of the Pinstripe Bowl. Maybe I just came up with a troubleshooting issue that they need to work on to prevent that from happening. Akram is going to be with us in the 6 o'clock hour tonight. This is the 5 o'clock hour drive time. Driven by Linder Tire. Check them out online, lindertire.com, or at one of their fabulous locations here in Iowa, Grinnell, North Liberty, or Iowa City. But if you do visit them online at lindertire.com, you're going to find some special online-only savings and coupons. Let's get to a Friday staple of the program. We're running a little bit behind here, 5:39. Time now for Love It or Leave It.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since
oh,
you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
Rob, the Pinstripe Bowl.
Hot take time. My favorite part of the
show.
There
you go. Tee it up.
Well, I sat here several weeks ago and after Iowa found out it was going to the Pinstripe Bowl and said people should embrace it. And now I've experienced the Pinstripe Bowl, and I'm going to leave it. We talked about some things earlier in the show, just about the logistics of it. And I think there are some positives, the players and the team and the coaches getting to go to the, you know, the 9/11 Memorial, see the Rockettes, the stock exchange, all that stuff's cool. But I just think for a bowl game, it just didn't feel like a bowl game. It felt like a road game almost. And it wasn't for, I think it's a combination of experience, but it's not just for the players and the coaches. It's for the fans too that support these teams. And it just was not a good setup for fans. They looked horrible. They looked miserable in the stands. When I was looking around, Boston College and Iowa fans looked cold. It was freezing. The playing surface was not good. Luckily, there weren't more injuries. The Boston College players were going between cleats and basketball shoes trying to get something that worked. Josie Jewell, after the game, and he's not a guy that complains about much, he said it was ridiculous playing on that field. In theory, it might be a decent location for a game, but not in December. So I'm leaving the Pinstripe Bowl.
Number two.
Red shirting is right.
At this point, I don't think Iowa has any choice but to redshirt Connor McCaffrey in basketball. And the conversation was a little bit different about a week and a half ago, because we talked with Mac McCausland, and he said, look, they're going to play him. They have to play him. And a lot of other people said, they're not really going anywhere this year. Well, he had a tonsillectomy earlier this week. He's still recovering from mononucleosis. Now he's recovering from this. His strength and stamina just not where it needs to be. And I've never been a shrinking violet when it comes to calling a spade a spade. This Iowa basketball team isn't going anywhere this season. And playing Connor McCaffrey or not playing Connor McCaffrey is not going to be the difference maker for them this year. And had they not had the non-conference portion of the schedule that they did, maybe you could make a different argument. But they've got a Sisyphean uphill climb ahead of them, and that's with or without McCaffrey. Redshirt him, let him get his health back, and then get four good years out of him. That's the best approach at this point. And for Iowa and the Hawkeyes' standpoint, it looks like they don't have to make that decision. It looks like it was made for them.
Number three.
Starter jackets and the N64. We're talking Christmas here.
You know where I'm going with this?
Is
no.
This Christmas?
Things that were popular in the 90s.
Oh, is this a Nebraska take?
I'm going to Nebraska. A member of the Nebraska media, they sent Nebraska media, being as Nebraska doesn't have a bowl game, they sent people down to cover Central Florida, where Scott Frost is coaching before moving full-time to the Nebraska job. They sent somebody down there that asked Mackenzie Milton, the quarterback of Central Florida, if he's thought about transferring to Nebraska and following Scott Frost while the kid's preparing for a game. It's not a question that, it's not a hard question to answer. It's just kind of inappropriate in that setting. And it's kind of been this kind of month for Nebraska since Scott Frost came home. You have, Nebraska Congressman Jeff Fortenberry saying that the nation needs Nebraska to be good for college football. And then even Tom Chattel, who I love reading, I think he's a great columnist, he wrote something earlier this month that, the Big Ten needs Nebraska to be good for it to help its image. The Big Ten doesn't need Nebraska to be good to help its image. The Big Ten is still, if not the major conference in college sports, it's right there. And you can see the reach that it has with or without Nebraska. So I'm just getting tired of the Nebraska needs to be good and this overreaching, if it isn't, that it hurts college football as a whole or the conference. Nonsense. Nebraska can, if it wants to be good again, work and be good again. It's not going to be given, and we don't need it to happen. So I'm leaving. Nebraska needs to save college football.
Number four.
The Memphis Belles.
Yeah, little play on words here. Many of you, I don't know, do you remember the movie Memphis Belle? It came out many, many years ago about the Memphis Belle, the famous airplane in World War II.
Wasn't that the name of one of the teams in the League of Their Own? Weren't they the Memphis Belles?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But the actual Memphis Belle, the plane, my grandmother and grandfather lived on the same street as the tail gunner from the actual Memphis Belle,
cool.
Buzz Winchell. So I'm using a play on words there, but the actual Belles of Memphis right now are the thousands of Iowa State fans that have inundated that city, spending money right and left, ordering up their private parties. Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, these guys are having a party at Jerry the King Lawler's bar to watch the Iowa State-Kansas State Big 12 opener tonight. $2 cover charge, and they had the bar specially order Busch Light and throw it on ice for them. Iowa State is renting to own Memphis. And I think renting to own would probably be a good choice as to buying outright, because if you rent something, you can always return it. And I think Cyclone fans may want to return the city of Memphis to its rightful owner tomorrow, because I've got Memphis winning in the Liberty Bowl. I think it's going to be a really good game. But Cyclone fans, sorry, I'm not going against Memphis in their home stadium with plenty of their fans in attendance as well. And we'll ask you to weigh in today. KGYMRadio.com poll question. Who do you think will win the Liberty Bowl tomorrow? Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question.
Number five.
Living legend.
I like how you worked in the poll question there. That's professional radio.
Please don't ever accuse me of that again. We can find other temporary co-hosts. Don't ever call me. I'm a number of things. Don't ever call me a professional.
Ah, the living legend, yes, our John Miller at Hawkeye Nation.
That was Larry Zbyszko. Larry Zbyszko is the living legend, right?
Wrestling. Yes.
Yeah.
He looked a little like Greg Luzinski. The living legend.
I read John's column today at HawkeyeNation.com.
I think he made some good points. And this debate is now going to be live and well, I think, this offseason, now that Kirk Ferentz has tied Hayden Fry in career victories at the University of Iowa at 143. And we were kind of moving to this point anyway because we knew that Kirk would eventually catch Hayden here in the last couple years. And I think the problem I have with this, and I'm not saying that maybe just semantically legend kind of freaks people out because they're, a lot of times that happens when you think of legends, you think of people from your childhood or when you're younger, and then you get older and you don't give those things out, you don't give those titles out as readily. However you want to phrase it, Kirk Ferentz is a icon among Iowa athletic people in Iowa athletics. And I don't think there needs to be, and on our message board, there's been a debate over who's better, Hayden or Kirk, and Kirk can't let, you know, hold a candle to Hayden. I just think that's unnecessary. I think people need to accept that both of these guys were great coaches and have been great representatives of the University of Iowa, not only the football program, but the college in itself, as a face of the college. And whether you want to call him a living legend or not, Kirk Ferentz has been great for the University of Iowa. He and his wife Mary have done great things in the town and for the university and the hospital and all those things. I think it's time to give Kirk Ferentz his due and admit, if you've got that Kirk Ferentz hangover that I hear, that you need to kind of put that aside and realize that he's been great for the school and great for the university.
Number six.
Am I allowed to say this on the air? Yankees suck.
Yeah, I thought we would be hearing it at Yankee Stadium from all of the Boston fans that were in attendance. You and I walked around Manhattan, and we saw a couple Boston College fans. Didn't see any Iowa fans until we were at Grand Central, and they were making their way to Yankee Stadium. But I am bound and determined, if the Cedar Rapids Gazette can catch the attention of an organization as powerful as the Yankees by saying negative things about the Pinstripe Bowl, I am bound and determined to use this as a platform to spring myself into a higher profile. I'm coming at the Yankees over the Pinstripe Bowl, and I want them to go the LeVar Ball route and go ahead and mention me the way that they did mentioning the Gazette. I kid somewhat, but I think you and I would both agree, and you touched on it a little bit already. This is not the greatest bowl game in the world. And I was struck by the wonderful people on the media relations staff there. They were terrific. But B, seeing the arrogance of the Yankees organization face to face. And it was definitely out in full force with this bowl game. And it's almost as if they had the era that anything associated with the Yankees couldn't possibly be anything other than a smashing success. And I think anybody who was there at the game or who played in the game can tell you that this bowl game has some serious issues. And I know it's the Yankees, but they were not perfect. And they need to do some things, address some things with regard to putting on that bowl game that I think will just make the experience better for everybody. And I'm looking forward to the Football Writers Association of America post-bowl game survey we fill out every year on bowl games, because I'll be brutally honest this year.
Number seven.
Ring in the new year.
We're about to do that, and as I said with Bobby Legesse, I think a lot of fans have moved on and have started to look forward to the 2018 football season. And in a couple weeks here, maybe not even a couple weeks, we'll meet with Kirk Ferentz, and he'll do his now annual January release of the depth chart, and we'll get a look at, you know, going into spring ball, where players stand on that depth chart. And I love this. I think Iowa, the last few years, has kind of built towards this. And you look at the schedule next year, it's not as daunting as it was this year. I was impressed with how Nate Stanley grew this year. I think the defensive line is just going to be outstanding in 2018. They're just loaded up front. I think the offensive line, even if James Daniels doesn't come back, has experience now and has a chance to be really, really good. I'm loving 2018. I think this can be one of those years at Iowa that people remember very fondly. I think this season was a building block for next season. So I think good things are ahead in 2018 for the Iowa football program.
Number eight.
I figured this would come up on here. The one-year wonder.
The one-year wonder, Wade Davis, signing a three-year, $52 million deal with the Colorado Rockies, one of his former teams today. And I got to say, we were talking about it, me and a couple other Cubs fans a week ago. Hey, it would be fun if Wade Davis somehow managed to work his way back to the Cubs. That did not take place. And look, 3 years, 50. That's the most lucrative contract for a reliever so far. Good for Wade Davis. And good for the Chicago Cubs today, who tweeted out a congratulatory tweet to him filled with some highlights from his 1 year with the team as the club's closer. He's now going to Colorado, where he replaces or will replace Greg Holland, who's rumored to maybe be a fit for the St. Louis Cardinals. So a lot of repercussions there with this deal, and this will be Davis's first tour with the Rockies, by the way. I was thinking of Greg Holland already. He's been with Tampa Bay and Kansas City, not with Colorado. But next 3 years, the Colorado bullpen is looking pretty good. I like the way that the Cubs bullpen is set up right now, but it would have been nice if Davis would have been able to come back. But 3 years and $52 million, too rich for the Cubs and a lot of other teams. Not for the Rockies, though.
Number nine.
Public transportation, with or without rats.
I love public transportation, and I enjoyed it this week. I think I ended up spent $21 or $22 in my 3 days in New York getting around the city by using the train. And I know you were a little apprehensive to get on the train, but had you not gotten on the train, you wouldn't have been able to experience my man going to Yankee Stadium, who, let's say, he had some issues.
Yeah.
He had some issues going on and frightened a woman on the train to the point where she got up and moved away from him until he got off the train.
What are you going to get? What do you expect for $3, though? That's, it was a major eye-opener.
But you talked about, you know, when you took the bus to Newark and you had the experience with the cab. These are life experiences. If you're going to the city, those are the experiences. It's not seeing Rockefeller Center and the Rockettes and people ice skating. It's getting the fabric of America in the city. And you get that in New York. And you get that on the subway. I love public transportation.
And you can get a $10 cashmere scarf.
And you may catch something.
Number 10.
Segueing into this, I'll let you set me up here, and then I'll say what I need to say.
Paying tribute to a friend.
Yeah, I found out late last night, that a friend of mine and former colleague, Greg Wallace at the Daily Iowan, passed away. He had an accident at his home. He was 39. He came on board at the DI right before I did. There were two openings my freshman year. I interviewed and was the third choice, unfortunately, so I wound up having to wait for the next year before I got a job there. And I never forgot that, because Greg never forgot that. He would remind me of it constantly, that he beat me out for that job. And we'd kept in touch through the years. He wound up covering Alabama and Clemson at a couple newspapers, made his way back to Iowa, and was working for, of all places, the Iowa State University Extension Office, which we kidded him heavily about, because he was about as big of a Hawkeye fan as you could ever find. And we played fantasy baseball together, and I've been absolutely out of sorts today. And so I wasn't coming in here thinking, man, this is going to be the greatest three-hour radio program I have ever done. And it's tough. It's tough to lose somebody that is roughly your same age and gone way too soon. And He was a goofy SOB, but he was our goofy SOB, and I think I speak for everybody that knew him that says we will miss him greatly. That is Love It or Leave It, and with that being said, we're going to keep it here and send things over to Kyle. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
The Iowa women beat Wisconsin last night 56-46 in their Big Ten opener. Megan Gustafson led the way, registering yet another 21-point, 16-rebound double-double, giving her 13 on the season. Chase Coley and Lexi Civilian also reached double figures to beat the Badgers for an 18th time in a row, and Iowa now moves to 13-1, the program's best start since the 2004-05 season. They've got a big matchup coming up on New Year's Eve, hosting 21st-ranked Michigan. The Iowa State women also won their conference opener yesterday, 71-69 in overtime against Kansas. Bridget Carlton led with a game-high 3 points as well as 9 rebounds, and quite literally carried the Cyclones to victory, scoring all 7 of their overtime points. They host Oklahoma on New Year's Eve. The UNI men were tripped up in their conference opener, falling 56-53 to the Salukis of Southern Illinois. Tywan Pickford had 13 points, but the Panthers collectively shot just 38% from the floor in the low-scoring affair. They're going to be at Bradley on New Year's Eve. The Hawkeye men have one more game before their conference season begins, and that's going to be at home tonight against Northern Illinois. Connor McCaffrey will be unavailable after having his tonsils removed earlier this week. Tip-off's going to be at 7 o'clock. Also at 7 o'clock, right after our show wraps up, we've got the Iowa State men trying to move their winning streak into double digits as they open Big 12 play hosting Kansas State. That'll be on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. We've also got the Cotton Bowl featuring USC and Ohio State on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Northwestern on top of Kentucky, 17-13 in Nashville. We're going to talk with the MVP of the Pinstripe Bowl, Akram Wadley, when we return after this.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community with KGYM.